At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The Texas Senate earlier this morning passed its version of a House bill designed to tweak the state's A through F school accountability grading system. Among the changes include teacher quality, along with how well schools close achievement gaps as part of a school's rating. However, senators said no to limiting standardized testing to 50% of a school's grade and to delaying the start of the rating system to 2019. Many educators want the A through F system thrown out completely. They say it relies too much on standardized testing instead of other measures, such as the rigor and diversity of courses. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick originally said he'd compromise on HB 22 if the House passed a provision on school vouchers. But since the House rejected school vouchers, the Senate removed a provision delaying the A through F system and killed another bill, school finance reform. The 15th Van Cliburn International Piano Competition begins today in Fort Worth. 30 pianists from 15 countries will compete. Dalsol Kim from South Korea got to Fort Worth by playing Chopin Preludes.
Because it's just one big work that's really compact and really pianistic, in my opinion. So I've decided that I can show as many qualities as possible, you know, in one piece.
Jacques Marquis heads the Cliburn Foundation. He says judges look for the rare musician able to combine complex skills into powerful performances.
They can do everything today. Then that doesn't mean that you're a chef if you have all the good ingredients. And what we're looking at is someone who can do better with the same tools. Everybody has almost the same tools. Then that doesn't make you a chef. Then we're listening to find the chef.
Winners will be announced June 10th. John Coltrane is one of the most revered saxophone players in jazz. A new documentary looks at his short but inspired life. Our big screen team talked about the film with a professor who teaches jazz saxophone at the University of North Texas.
I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And I'm Stephen Becker with KERA. And that, of course, is John Coltrane from part one of probably his most famous recording, A Love Supreme. We're talking today about a new documentary about Coltrane called Chasing Train. And our guest is Brad Lely, who is an associate professor of jazz saxophone at the University of North Texas. Brad, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So there have been plenty of jazz saxophonists who are held in very high regard. Charlie Parker, Sonny Rollins, Fort Worth's Ornette Coleman. But it seems as if Coltrane occupies the space above even the greats. Why is that?
Well, I think that John Coltrane's music and his life affects everyone. I think that even in his transition from the beginning to the end, you could see how he was influenced by our musical heroes, and he took those lessons and developed his own voice, and he was an innovator. He just continued and continued and continued.
A lot of saxophone players of Coltrane's generation were very much influenced by Charlie Parker.
Right.
I'm wondering what you think Coltrane's influence, his biggest influence, has been on those who have followed him.
Well, certainly that harmonic, right? Harmonic innovation, spiritual as well. He was able to combine the tradition with the avant-garde.
You obviously know a great deal about jazz and about jazz saxophone. I'm wondering how you think the film will play for the person who perhaps doesn't know the details quite as well, either of the instrument, of the genre, of the man. What do you think the John Coltrane newbie might make of this, and how do you think it does as far as reaching that person?
I think it'll reach those people. I think it'll reach everyone, yeah. It's like when I see a documentary on the Doors or something of a group like that I'm not really familiar with. You're just kind of interested in their development and how they became who they were.
The film does a nice job of tracking his musical evolution. I want to play for you a song off of one of Coltrane's later albums. This is a song called Consequences. he started to get kind of out there in his last years before his death in 1967. And a lot of people, even jazz fans, will hear that and just not quite know what to make of it. Mm-hmm. When you hear some of those later recordings of his, what do you think about how the way his style evolved?
Well, there was a quote in the film about people not being ready to hear that yet. We're just not equipped to deal with that type of genius or on that level. And sometimes I think it's that way with me. It was, for example, when I was 7, 8 years old, I didn't quite understand My Favorite Things. Maybe I myself and those who don't get it, maybe we need to grow a little bit more musically. Maybe we'll be able to get to that point where we can acknowledge that type of genius. Maybe we won't. But I certainly think that it is outstanding.
Brad Lely, thanks so much for joining us
today. Thank you for having me.
That was our big screen team talking with UNT's Brad Lely. Chasing Train opens tomorrow at the Texas Theater. In the forecast, a high around 89 today under sunny skies, overnight low 74, tomorrow's high up to around 93. It's 63 degrees in Dallas, 62 in Fort Worth,